Hello, everybody. It's Thursday, the 9th of February. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville, and here's your sports. It's a new revamped football schedule for Texas A&M and a different season opening date and a different opponent. Cross off McNeese State on September the 1st and put in Louisiana Tech at Shreveport's Independence Bowl Stadium for Thursday night, August the 30th. That'll be Coach Kevin Sumlin's debut game as A&M's coach, and that means that the Aggies' home opener at Kyle Field now will be their first ever Southeastern Conference game against Florida on September the 8th. One of the two open dates has also been scheduled as A&M will play South Carolina State, the Bulldogs, at Kyle Field on September the 22nd. Now, October the 13th will now likely be the open date for A&M, but still to be announced is a non-conference game for November the 17th and the location of the Arkansas game. Will it be Cowboy Stadium in Arlington again, or will it be Kyle Field? A&M Athletics Director Bill Byrne wrote on his Aggie website weekly that there is a yet unsigned contract pending for that November 17th game and that the determination on the side of the Arkansas game should happen in the coming days. He said the reason McNeese was dropped is that the addition of South Carolina State would have given A&M two Division I AA opponents, which they don't want. They paid McNeese a $200,000 buyout fee. Byrne also said for that open date on November the 17th that they had tried to negotiate something with Florida State, but it just didn't work out. You can see the newest A&M football schedule on our website at WTAW.com. It was a different story against Kansas State than last month as the 15th-ranked A&M women's basketball team really showed their stuff last night. They had their way with the Wildcats, winning their fourth straight game. It was 67-36, and they did it with the kind of defense the Aggies showed in non-conference play. They held K-State to just 5 field goals in each half and to just 17 second-half points. Would have been a bigger gap had A&M been able to make more than their 9 free throws last night. Now, on offense, A&M shot a season-best 57% in the first half and nearly 53% for the game. Kelsey Bone had her third strong game with 14 points. Tyra White had a double-double with 13 points and 10 rebounds in the game. And Carla Gilbert, the other big, scored 14 points off the bench, a bench that scored 20 points in all. Bone talked about the help that the bigs get and that they give.
I think our teammates did a really good job looking for us and finding us when we were open. And it's all a part of just the chemistry that we're building, kind of where to get it to us, how to get it to us, how, because we're both kind of different. So when one's in, how to get it to that one, how not to, you know, things like that. So I think that played a big part. And I mean, Carla comes in and she just gives us big minutes off of the bench. I mean, she's probably the best helper in the conference just because she's so adept and she's so aware of what's going on. And so that's kind of movement without the ball and just knowing each other.
Now all the focus goes completely where it's probably lingered some all year as A&M will play their first of two regular season games with top-ranked and undefeated Baylor. Here's Gary Blair.
They're the best team in the country, and they've already beat number 2 and number 3. So they deserve everything they are getting right now, and we're not chopped liver, okay? We've still got a little pride down here, and we've always played well in Waco. The results hadn't been tremendous, but we played well, and I want to go there, and I want to give the nation a good basketball game on TV because too many of the women's games have been blowouts this year, and that hurts us.
The game will be Saturday at 5 o'clock. You'll hear the game over on 1150 AM The Zone. It'll be at Waco at the Farrell Center. In Big 12 men's play last night, Kansas got the season sweep over Baylor at the Farrell Center. They beat the Bears in Waco 68-54. And on the national scene, a great game. Duke's Austin Rivers, that's Doc Rivers' son, hit a three-pointer at the buzzer. And that capped a rally. Duke was down by 10 with 2.5 minutes to play. They come back and they beat North Carolina in Chapel Hill 85-84. Carolina had won 31 straight home games. The Big East says that Memphis has officially accepted an invitation to be part of the conference's next incarnation in 2013. Memphis is the 7th school and 4th from Conference USA to sign up for future membership in the Big East since December. The Tigers will compete in the Big East in all sports. The Dallas Mavericks snapped a 3-game losing streak by defeating the Denver Nuggets 105-95 last night. Dirk Nowitzki scored 25 points. Vince Carter had 17. Tony Parker scored 37 last night in the San Antonio Spurs' 100-90 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. And the Houston Rockets won. They beat Portland 103-96. High school basketball girls playoff dates and times are set now for Consol and Rutter. Consol will meet Mesquite at 7 o'clock Monday in Fairfield. Consol and Temple tied for second in district, and although Temple won the coin flip, they elected to be seeded third, leaving Consol with the second seed. And District 16-4A champ Rutter Rangers will play Lancaster Tuesday night at 7 at the Waco Midway Gym. And finally, the University of North Dakota says that it will resume using its contentious Fighting Sioux nickname despite threats from the NCAA, a state law that required the university to use the nickname, and a logo that shows the profile of an American Indian warrior was repealed last year. But late Tuesday, supporters of the name filed a petition demanding that the issue be put onto a statewide vote. Until the vote and the Secretary of State reviews the petition, it's going to stay the Fighting Sioux, says the school. Hey, and that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Have a great day. You've tuned in. You've logged in to WTAW.com.